Hey, how you doing? Thanks for downloading the show. It's Eric in Brooklyn, and I gotta go up to Park Slope to check in on a friend of mine, and I thought I'd bring along for the ride. We're on Fifth Avenue in Sunset Park. I just passed the lady who sells tamales every morning. I don't know her name, but it's a little like Groundhog Day because every day she's there and every day I walk by and say hello. And I love tamales. I just can't eat them very often because that's a lot of carbohydrate there. And I'm going to walk to the subway. We are still wearing masks on the subway, which I think is fine. You never know. It's kind of close proximity, and the heating and cooling system on a subway, I don't know if it, I doubt it's filtered. On airplanes, it's HEPA filtered. Did you know that? The airplane's one of the safest places you can be. Gonna mail some bills here in our mailbox. We have one of those new secure mailboxes that has a thin metal slot instead of the big door. Because it's a new version of identity theft, not just in Brooklyn, but across the country, where people will throw a water bottle, an empty water bottle that's wrapped with tape, sticky packing tapes, kind of wrapped on backwards, so the tape, the sticky part is facing out, and on a piece of string, and they grab mail that people have mailed, hoping to find some checks, paper checks that people have to pay their utility bills or something, because you can lift the routing and checking number off of that and steal people's money, basically. Isn't that great? So there's a new thin slot with like a little one-way door in there, from what I can tell. The flips, and the part of that is that we can no longer, it used to be I could just leave the mail at our little mailbox on the side of our apartment building. And you can't do that because people come by and grab your mail, your outgoing mail, because there might be a check in there that you wrote to the electric company or whatever. So that's modern life. That's just not Brooklyn. So walking toward the subway, the linden trees here are in bloom, which is the main honey nectar source for bees in Brooklyn, and the city, at least my neighborhood, smells of linden flowers, and I'm under one right now. There's the little leaf linden and a couple other kinds of linden trees. How's that for a botanic lesson? But yeah, right now, and I just posted a video on my YouTube channel about checking the hive. And I show just over the top of the roof of our building, there's a linden tree across the street. I don't know if there are male and female linden trees. You know, like ginkgo trees have a male and female. Ginkgos are actually a very resilient tree for the city. It's a very good street tree. It's also a very ancient tree. There are fossilized ginkgo leaves from like back in the before times, pre-pandemic ginkgo leaves. There's some pigeons flying around here. There's some pigeons. When you see pigeons circling, I'm wondering if those are homing pigeons, because there are still some old school people here that race pigeons from the roofs in Brooklyn. FedEx truck. I'm at the subway station. I'm gonna walk down to the station and put on my mask. It smells a little bit like skunkweed here, right here. But it smells like skunkweed everywhere these days, isn't it? All right. I took the local train one stop to 36th Street on the R line on 4th Avenue, and I got the express train to Atlantic Avenue. If you're familiar with Williamsburg Bank Building at Flatbush Atlantic and 4th Avenue. That's where I just got out. They're building all along the 4th Avenue corridor, which is 60 blocks long, 60 plus, 70 blocks probably, with all the name streets. They're building condo towers all along here. I'm not quite sure how that's gonna go with the real estate market and the economy the way it is, but we'll see. Anyway, where once was a gas station is all of a sudden an 8-story or 12-story building. So you have to kind of learn where the gas stations are if you're driving. A lot of scaffold. I'm walking under a scaffold right now. Like, keeps people from things falling on them on the sidewalk. There's quite a few rules to build stuff in New York. Most of it's for the better, keeping people and workers safe. There's a old theater here, which I don't know the name of. It's now it's a Latin church, and they renovated it. It's like huge. I wonder what the name of it is. I'm sure I could find that out. If you're familiar with a old school, I don't know if he was a graffiti artist or he did like wheat pasting posters, but Espo, E-S-P-O, he has a store on 4th Avenue in Bergen here. And I think it's kind of his art studio, but also he just has it open. It's the sign says open right now. And you can buy his art in there. I imagine he owns the building. And probably lives off the rental income of the apartments above. Anyway, just thought that was interesting. Another condo tower. They're pouring a lot of concrete. As soon as the light turns green, people honk their horn here. And it's like, look, it just turned green, you know?
He might as well.
There are people you think are talking to themselves, and they're not. They have their earbuds in, and they're making a phone call. Or they're like me, holding the phone up and talking into it, and they're like, what's that guy doing talking into the phone? That would be me. I'm waiting for the light to cross here. All right, here we go. So I'm gonna go see my friend Richard, checking in on the world. There's some guys pouring a new cement sidewalk here. That is an art. They're mixing in a big tub. Some crews will bring in a small cement truck. This is a small enough slab that they're doing it by hand. There is a craft to mixing cement from scratch, or even the premix kind of. Depending on the humidity level of the original cement, I would suggest starting out with less water rather than more. You could always add more water. You don't want it to be soupy. You want it to be like a thick custard. Anyway, and each section of sidewalk is called a flag, interestingly enough. This is a narrow street with large trucks on it. You know, it's important to keep in touch with your friends. My friend Richard, I've known since a long time. But we make it a point to get together once a week. We live in different neighborhoods now. We still live in the same neighborhood. And one of us all, I ride my e-bike to his neighborhood a lot. Today I took the subway because I wasn't sure it was going to rain. And but usually 4th Avenue has a set-aside bike lane. It is protected from the traffic by the parked cars, so it's kind of neat. So yeah, I mean, is there someone that you haven't seen in a while? Maybe you want to reach out to them. You know, is there something that they said that you thought was weird and you're like, well, I'm going to talk to them anymore, you know? It's context is everything. Like, I have a kind of sort of new friend who I hadn't seen in the park. He has a dog. I have a dog. And I was like, and then I saw him in this other part of the park throwing the dogs alone, you know, throwing the ball alone for him. And I'm like, oh, why is he there and not with the larger group of dogs? And that went on for like a month. And then I saw him today and he was at the larger dog group area, I guess you call it. And he said, oh, I had COVID. Oh, well, I mean, that explains it. It's because he was getting over COVID. He didn't want to be near other people, but he had to get his dog outside. So, you know, what you see in your perception of things is not always reality. And that, a lot of times, that's the story of my life. You're like, oh, I thought, you know, maybe did I say something? Famous for that. But, you know, maybe there's someone you want to reach. I want to reach out to my friend Herman, who with his sister runs the cafe we go to as part of our dog walk. And Herman listens to the podcast. He has an art studio. He makes these really cool... he constructs different kind of hybrid animal people characters out of molded parts and sculpted parts. We're walking by one of these big buildings they're building here. And he's going to be on the podcast to talk about, we're going to talk about art. Because a lot of people are like, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to like. And to me, it's like you either like it or you don't. There's no, I mean, there's a lot of wordage about art appreciation, and like those little description cards along the sides of different pieces in an art gallery or whatever, describing the piece. I don't buy into that. I'm like, I either like it or I don't. Wow, this is pretty loud. Back in my neighborhood. So there you go, just a little tour. Reach out to your friends. A simple text or check in email. You never know. So go out and do cool stuff and make it a great day. I'll see you.
Garden Fork Radio is produced by Garden Fork Media LLC in Brooklyn, New York. Our producer is Sean O'Neill. If you need an amazing podcast producer, visit Sean's site, seaninbrooklyn.com. That's Sean, S-E-A-N, in Brooklyn.com. Our executive producer is Jimmy Goose. For more information about Jimmy and the custom hollow books he makes, visit hollowbooks.com. The music in the show is licensed from audioblocks.com and uniquetracks.com.